call in and pick a side, but I'm definitely going to ask everybody on the show to pick a side, and you have to. There's no, well, I don't want to. There's either the right side or the wrong side, and that is Team Joe or my wife, Team Lindsay. We're calling this the dishwasher debate. When you load a dishwasher, if you have one, heck, even if you have it just by hand and you put it on the counter, when it comes to the silverware, do you point like the actual part that scoops the food up or stabs the food? You know, do you point that part down or do you have it facing up? What do you do? And I will reveal the sides in just 1 second.
I have an easy answer for this.
All right, pork chop, I would love to hear it.
My dishwasher comes with like a loadable like silverware thing.
Yes, a lot of them do.
It only has the option for you can't shove the whole fork, a whole spoon in there. You can only shove the stem, so the silverware is up. And I think I'm the only one here, or I've worked in food the longest out of anybody. Like the health whatever department
inspectors.
Yeah, it says like, well, first of all, you have to wash the silverware 3 times. First time is up, and then second time is up, and then you flip it over while it's in the cups, and then wash it again. So,
wow.
Yeah.
I always do like forks and spoons and everything like that. Those are pointed up, but sharp knives, I will have those pointed down. I don't know why. I've just always done that.
Okay, so you two agree on that one. Interesting. So, and Mackenzie.
I face everything towards the center.
Huh?
What?
Yeah, like
level.
She's like, I put the silverware in the middle spot where plates go. They always fall through every time.
It's so annoying.
We're like, what? No,
I've never had a piece of fork stay anywhere.
So, well, I'm not silverware. I put, I put the plates and like my cereal bowls, all those things facing down. Like if they're on the top, they're facing down. Everything's facing the center because I feel like that is what goes in circle, like
so
gets
like
everything going.
The little cartridge that holds the silverware.
Usually
you know
it's on the side.
About?
Yes.
It's on the side. Are you putting the fork? Are you
fork
putting
up
it
or down?
Yes.
Up every time. Okay. Yeah, up every time. But when I arrange my plates, I don't do them like in stacks. I have everything kind of like facing the center.
All right. Well, then 833-563-2539. I will tell you right now what my wife, Lindsay, does. And she puts the silverware, like with a pointy end, what you would like get the food with. She puts that end up, which all three of you seem to say you do.
Because it touches your mouth.
Okay, but my thing is I point it down, and every time she yells at me and flips it, I put like the fork, little prongy parts, on the bottom of it. Mm-hmm. I put the knife, the sharp end on there. I put that down, the spoon where you're scooping stuff out and it goes your mouth. I put that down. You know why? And why I think you guys are all
I know why.
Wrong. Go ahead, why?
Because you're not supposed to touch the eating part.
Exactly. Even if it's just me and my wife in the house or you guys come over as guests, do you want my man paws all over the end of the fork that's going to be in your mouth or the spoon or the knife?
That doesn't necessarily mean I'm like gripping on.
No, you
the
can
part
grip under the head.
No,
if
you can't.
You grip. Yeah, you grip the stem.
Okay, your hand
stem,
motion.
You
stop.
It.
Your hand motion does not look right.
Teeny, teeny.
You grip this stem and then you drop it.
I'm imagining Liv like wiping her butt and then going and grabbing the silverware.
Okay, well,
for all of the times I'm just scratching my ass.
You know, I probably should wash my hands, but I gotta unload this dishwasher and I just went to the bathroom.
So when you put your cups in, though, you face them downward. Right, same thing.
Like
on the top.
Yeah, everything else. I think silverware is just a unique beast.
Okay.
Ooh, Rachel has an interesting point.
What up, Rachel? You're on Joe McKenzie.
Hi. I read somewhere that you're supposed to put some of them up and some of them down, specifically for like if you think about spoons, if they all started to fall the same way, they wouldn't really get clean.
Oh, mix it up.
Up against each other.
I like that.
Interesting. Okay, Rachel, what do you do, though? Who cares what we read? What do you do?
I started doing both, but I used to leave them with the knife down and forks and spoons up because I felt like all of the dirt would drip off of them, I guess. The top part would be cleaner.
Okay, but you don't want the top part clean. That's your hand part. I don't care if my hand's messy. I want a clean spoon or fork when I'm putting it in my mouth hole.
I don't know. You might be on your own.
It sounds like it, Rachel. Thank you for calling.
Please never say mouth hole again.
Well, what do you call it?
Mouth? Like a normal person.
Well, like your mouth, if you look at it, it's kind of like a hole. You shovel stuff into it.
Yeah, so you don't have to use the adjective right after describing what a mouth is.
Just your mouth.
Let's wrap it up with Alice this morning. Hey, Alice, you're on Joe McKenzie, and I'm the only person in the world that puts their forks, spoons, and knives down facing. What do you do?
So I'm kind of with you, kind of not. Yeah, so I have a different reason for doing it. I put my forks and my knives down just because they're pointy. I have two now teenagers that have not always been teenagers, obviously, but they don't always look before they grab. So I noticed when those are up, they're more likely to cut themselves if we haven't undone the dishwasher and they need the silverware. You know, they're just gonna go in for it.
Alice, yes. You realize you could have a new saying. It's like, if you don't look before you grab, you might get stabbed.
True that.
No.
Yeah, and then you could be like, thug life. No, Alice, thank you for calling in there. I guess I kind of have a half a person that agrees with me, so I'll take that.
And I like that saying.
I don't remember
look
what I said.
Look before you grab, you'll get stabbed.
Yep, that goes with anything in life. Coming up.
I do my hair.
Dang it! Why do I always hit the play button when that song has no intro? Sorry, behind the scenes radio sucks. Yes, what we're going to do is this. After Lizzo continues part of her song, don't shake your head at me, pork chop. You run this board, you'd mess up more than I would.
Oh, yeah?
Yes, you want to run it?
Okay. You want to do my job?
Yeah. I mean, I would mess it up today, but I guarantee you, I would love to do a week where we swap jobs.
Okay.
I would love to see that happen.
Hey, maybe a day. I don't want the ratings to go down.
Oh, the ratings can't go any lower than they are right now. Me as Liv as Joe the web boy. Oh, my God. We would have such high numbers. If I did the T, we'd have celebrities calling in and like, oh, my God, I heard you talking about me, Joe. And if I suck at all those jobs. I'm kidding. But here's what is coming up as I compose myself. We are going to get into Joe's Need to Know News right after Lizzo. And then after that, it's Song of the Day. We got a really good category that you suggested. So, Lizzo, continue what you were saying.